All right, I'm struggling to believe this is real right now. This is like a Looney Tunes episode in which the President of the United States is bragging about the ballroom that he is prioritizing building after he started a war, inflicted economic damage on every single American, and protected the Epstein class a few times. Now, the reason why this is like a Looney Tunes episode is because throughout this clip, Donald Trump pulls out increasingly larger photos and boards of the ballroom that he is planning on building at the White House. Look at, he just pulled out an even bigger board that shows the pillars he is currently prioritizing. The American people are suffering, not only due to the war. We'll get there in 1 second because Trump just screwed up badly this morning regarding the war. But they were already suffering due to the tariffs that Donald Trump placed. The tariffs didn't put us in a recession, no, but studies show they inflicted a $1,000 tax on the average American family. That is rough. That is impossible for most Americans to front when most Americans don't have $500 for an emergency. Then, tariffs this year will inflict a $1,600 bill on the average American family. That is brutal. Healthcare had been cut by this administration because, quote, we didn't have the money. It was fiscally irresponsible. Well, what do you know? They are now talking about sending $200 billion to the Pentagon so we can continue this war, and healthcare will be cut in the process. That is a real proposal. So while I'm saying all of this, I can't believe this, while I'm trying to explain to you all the economic damage being wreaked on American families, Donald Trump is an Air Force One holding up the signs. Let's take a listen.
Windows, the glass is extremely thick. It's high-grade bulletproof glass. So
are we joking? He's talking about high-grade glass at the new ballroom, the new area at the White House that he's building. And when he is talking politics, he's calling Democrats terrorists. He quite literally called Democrats terrorists. This is a pretext to continue to squash the opposition as he's tried to do with redistricting, with stealing elections, with targeting Act Blue, targeting law firms, targeting college campuses. In Trump's ideal reality, there is no opposition party. There is no Democratic Party. He wants one-party control. Listen to this clip.
They should terminate the filibuster, and they should vote. That's what I think. Look, I think the Senate is playing it too soft. The Republicans are wonderful people, but we're dealing with very sick individuals. The Democrats are sick. There's something wrong. They're like terrorists, and we have to protect our country. We have to protect our border.
Jesus Christ. Stephen Miller said the Democratic Party is not a party. It is a domestic extremist organization. Donald Trump said we have to take care of them like gnats, and he said they are sick, they are like terrorists. He just said that one moments ago. The way that they speak about the Democratic Party is sickening, when the reality is, you want to know the reality of it? We are the ones trying to stop the United States from going to war, trying to put limits on the president's ability to place tariffs. Yes, the Democratic Party is imperfect and is oftentimes weaker than I'd like them to be. Yes, they are spineless and oftentimes beholden to special interest groups to a degree that I despise. But there is a huge, hugely meaningful world of difference between what Donald Trump does on a daily basis, which is flaunting his ballroom and ignoring questions about Iran, like this clip.
White House, which is, I think, very important to
Mr. President. A deal in Iran this upcoming week.
Say it.
Sir, could you foresee a deal in Iran this upcoming week?
I do see a deal in Iran, yeah.
Mr. President. Could be.
He's holding his oversized board of the ballroom and talking about how we're this close to a deal. He's like a caricature of himself in the 80s. Dude, this dude woke up, rubbed orange concealer on his face, and claims every single Monday morning before the stock market opens that we're on the verge of a deal. Then you see the stock market rapidly collapse. But the point that I was trying to make is the Democrats are trying to provide health care to the American people. We're trying to stop the wars that Donald Trump is dragging us into. And for that, he calls us terrorists. He calls the Democratic Party terrorists. He's ranting about his ballroom. Let me just mute this clip because nobody wants to hear him screaming on Air Force One as the sound and the audio is muffled due to the plane. But dude, he's repeatedly just holding up signs because he wants to ignore questions about the tariffs, about the Epstein cover-up, about ICE, the ICE cover-up of Renee Good and Alex Preddy. We still haven't seen accountability there. And I find this all to be incredibly disgusting. His national approval rating right now is the lowest it's been in either his first or second term. This is a new national poll done by the University of Massachusetts, Amherst. President Trump has a 33% approval rating, 62% disapproval on specific issues. Immigration is negative 25, jobs negative 31, tariffs negative 36, inflation negative 47. This is coming at a time when leaders are warning about more chaos around the world. Donald Trump is screwing us all over, humiliating us on the global stage, then bragging about his ballroom. Let me play for you this clip of Donald Trump being asked about the U.S. letting a Russian oil tanker go to Cuba. What did I say? We are all being screwed over. The entire globe is becoming an inherently more dangerous place. Russia is becoming more rich and has more money to bomb Ukraine and to fund Iran. Iran is becoming more rich and has more money to fight the U.S. and to fund terrorism. And the United States is becoming more poor. I thought America was supposed to be great again. Not Americans were supposed to be more poor. Americans were supposed to be worse off, and our enemies are supposed to be better. What the fuck?
In the CNN poll, which just came out. Thank you very much, everybody.
One more thing on Cuba. There's a report that the U.S. is going to let a Russian oil tanker go to Cuba. Is that true?
Well, we have a tanker out there. We don't mind having somebody get a boatload because they need... They have to survive. It wouldn't bother me.
That report is true as far as you know.
Well, I would say, I told them... If a country wants to send some oil into Cuba right now, I have no problem with it.
Do you worry that that helps?
Whether it's Russia or not, what?
Do you worry that that helps Vladimir Putin, though?
Doesn't help him. He loses one boatload of oil. That's all it is. It's
fine.
If he wants to do that, and if other countries want to do it, it doesn't bother me much. It's not going to have an impact.
I want to be very nuanced here. Sending aid to Cuba is totally fine. But the problem is... Trump threatened tariffs on Canada and Mexico because they wanted to send aid to Cuba. They wanted to send oil to Cuba. Our allies above and below us, Canada and Mexico, wanted to help Cuba, and Trump stuck up the middle finger and put tariffs on them, or threatened tariffs, rather. But then he just allowed Russia to do the same thing, allowing Russia to get richer and allowing Russia to gain more dominance, gain a larger foothold on the global stage. I'm sorry, but I don't like seeing my generation and my generation's future mortgaged by a president who is nearly senile, who is 79 years old. I don't like seeing my generation's future mortgaged by Lindsey Graham and the neoconservative boomers around Trump. Not all boomers. I'm not saying all older people. We have a diverse audience here at the Adam Mockler feed. I'm saying the people around Donald Trump, not just the boomers, people like Pete Hegseth, people like Marco Rubio and J.D. Vance that are playing defense for this regime on a daily basis while they are ruining our future. We got into $8 trillion in extra debt from the first two Middle Eastern wars in the 2000s. Now we pay $1 trillion per year just on the interest of the United States national debt. And what is Donald Trump doing? He's not paying off the debt. He's asking for $200 billion to go to war, and then he's asking for hundreds of billions of dollars more from random companies to build his ballroom. Mind you, his ballroom can only be built because he sued a bunch of media and news corporations. He sued a bunch of universities and said, if you want me to drop this lawsuit, I need you to put money towards my ballroom. So they settled, and they funded his ballroom. What a sickening, authoritarian, autocratic, elderly man that is mortgaging my generation's future. There is a better America on the other side of this. We are going to work for that every single day. If you want to join us, then make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed below. Double check to make sure you're subscribed. There's glitches sometimes in YouTube, unsubscribes people, but we are very close to 2 million subscribers because of you all. I love you all. I will see you in the next video. Peace out.